All right. It is such a pleasure to talk to IU and NBA legend Quinn Buckner. He's on the phone. He's vice president of communications for the Pacers Sports and Entertainment Company. That includes, of course, the NBA's Indiana Pacers and the WNBA Indiana Fever. And Quinn, how are you?
Listen, I'm doing quite well, frankly. You know, all things considered.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about, and we thought it was a longer time ago, but it was just, was it earlier this year that you were on the floor when Coach Knight came back to Assembly Hall?
There's been so much going on in the world. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was February 8th is exactly when that was.
Wow. It was like, we thought it was last year. We're like, or was that a couple of years ago?
you guys got a lot going on. But you know what? That's an indication of how much we've all had to deal with something that's so extraordinary in our lives over the, actually, it was like a month later when COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then social unrest. So it's really kind of, I would say cloud, but it wouldn't have clouded that for me. That was one of the, honestly, one of the great moments in my life to be able to get Coach Knight back where he belongs and get people to appreciate Coach Knight and believe it, and being part of the Board of Trustees for Indiana University, I kind of see the world differently than I did as that 18-year-old who used to get yelled at by Coach Knight.
Yeah.
The chance to pull the family, if you will, back together.
Yeah.
It was a huge day for all of us, and Coach Knight enjoyed it, and that's at the pinnacle of the things that I've been able to do for the university, is have him enjoy it and people to enjoy him.
Wow, that was a feat. I mean, that was like, that came out of nowhere. I know you were working on it for a long time, but, and then watching it on TV and the tears in the crowd.
Yeah, that was neat.
And all the great memories that people remember with Coach Knight as coach of Indiana University. And, I mean, I don't know what it was like inside the arena. It was probably more magical than watching it on TV.
I'll tell you what was interesting about it. To your point, I think you're right on point there. I wasn't absolutely sure, and I'm not absolute about much in my life anyway, but you had a lot of young, you know, this is 20 years ago when Coach was there. These kids and the IU faithful were so appreciative, standing, and as you said, there were tears. There was this jubilation everywhere. That's really what this was about. The major portion of this was to get Coach Knight his recognition. But as important as that was to make sure you got Hoosier Nation, for those who felt one way about Coach and the people that feel another way, to have them together. It says something about sport and what it does in bringing people together. When you got one mission, you can make a lot of beautiful things happen, and this happened to be one of the most beautiful things I've seen in a very, very, very long time.
Very, very cool, Quinn. Quinn Buckner, legendary basketball star in Indiana, the man who's done everything. And, wow, what a pleasure having you call today, Quinn. Thanks so much. Quinn, you call anytime you want.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.